Welcome into Coach Speak here on this Monday evening here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here, kicking off our program here on this Monday evening. We're talking track and field. Practices are underway, and we are first talking with the head girls track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Daryl Paulson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Anytime.
So as we take a look here at your team, at least coming into this year, definitely kind of a mixed bag. You lose some key pieces from the last couple years, from last year's team, but you also bring back some girls that really stepped up and had good, you know, sophomore, junior, and even some freshman years last year. And just when you look at this roster overall, you know, what are some things, at least early on here in this season, that you have liked from different groups here to start practice?
You can't replace the three seniors that we had last year. I mean, they were around for 4 years and did an excellent job for us. You know, McKenna was hurt a couple of those years, and that kind of hurt her. But, you know, they had a good track season last year and went to state in numerous events. And, you know, like you said, we've got some kids coming back this year. It looks like we're going to be all right in the middle distance. We've got some girls that can do some sprinting for us. And field event-wise, you know, we lost some kids from last year too, but you know, we got Daytona Ferry back. Hopefully she's healthy enough to throw. She doesn't know right now if that's going to happen, but hopefully we can get her back. You know, she's got state meet experience. We've got Tessa starts week back, and she's looking pretty good in practice too. So, but yeah, we've got with the middle distance kids, we've got our three or four good cross-country kids back, Livio Bonet, Cece Herrick, the Doolittle girl, and we got a transfer in from Webster City, Rosemary Chamness. So, and she's got some state meet experience. She went to the state in the 4x4 last year. So, and then we've got some sprinters back. We've got Raya Vanderpool back. She'll be doing some sprinting for us. And the Doolittle girl will be doing some sprinting for us. Emma Lammer's a freshman. We got Sarah Sheeler. She has some experience. So I don't want to. Oh, and of course, we can't forget Sid Flaw. She ran with those three seniors last year for the last 2 years. So. Right now she's on the mend. She had a little incident in practice, but I think she's going to be back, and she's going to lead our team this year.
Yeah, and you talked about field events. That definitely feels like an area that could very well be a strength for your team. You brought up, you know, Tessa Scartweet and Daytona Ferry, two throwers. Like you said, Daytona, she's got state experience. Tessa, she improved by leaps and bounds throughout the year last year. Isabel Swenson, who was a state qualifier 2 years ago in the high jump back for her junior year.
I didn't even mention high jump. We've got three good high jumpers, you know. I mean, although we haven't been out to practice yet, you know, we're looking for the high jumpers to do really good well this year, too.
And the schedule coming up, you guys open up. Obviously, you have the indoor season here in March. You've got the Dickinson Relays coming up on the 11th of March next week at the Unidome. You also got the IATC Indoor Championships at Lead Rec to cap that week to kind of put a bow on a pretty quick indoor season before you get to the outdoor meets starting in April. But when you look at the indoor meets, what's kind of the goal right now being communicated to the girls about where you want them to be by the time we wrap up the indoor season, at least?
Well, we're just taking it as taking those kids up there just to get some time to see where we're at. Mm-hmm. You know, we started practice last Monday. We started, and that's kind of early for us, but we knew the weather was going to be somewhat all right for us to start. So both the boys and the girls got started. So, and we had four good days of practice. Friday was a little windy. Today we're going to have a good workout. We don't know about tomorrow and Wednesday, but we're going to be taking like 10 to 15 girls up to the UNI. We've got most of the events filled. We don't know about the Iowa State meet next Friday. That's the first. We don't have school that day. That's the first day of spring break for us. We do have some girls that have mentioned something about going down to the central indoor meet also, which would be a week from that Friday. So just to get out there, just to see where we're at, And, you know, I know the UNI meet is all four classes, you know, so there's going to be some good competition there. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once the season gets fully underway.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep, that was Daryl Paulson, the head girls track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program. We are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.